Let's take an opportunity to learn. We're here in Moshavah, and we're on camp time. And even just summer in general, it leads up to all kinds of Kriyat Shema issues, because what's the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema?
9 or something.
No, the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema. Not quite Al HaShachar, it's at Mishiyakir. Once you can recognize your friend, that this morning...
Al HaShachar is the earliest right?
What?
Al HaShachar is the earliest right?
Allah Shakar is the earliest time that you can say certain brachot. It's the earliest time for tefillah in general. If need be, I wasn't going to mention it, but if need be, then you could even say Kriyat Shema then. But in an ideal world, you would wait until Mishiyakir, which is not much much later.
What's
the earliest? Talis and is the same thing. It's Mishiyakir. In camp, because we're on camp time, do you know what time it was?
4.
Yeah, it's at 4 a.m. Wait, no, hold on. We moved back. This is getting...
We moved back an hour.
So we moved back an hour, which means... which means that Al HaShachar at camp is at 2 a.m. The earliest time for Talis and Tefillin.
Can you do it before you sleep?
The earliest time for Talis and Tefillin is at 3 a.m. Sunrise is at 4:15 a.m. And we change the clocks. And just to be clear, now we arrive at kind of the crux of our discussion and our problem. Because what's the latest time you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema?
8:04
here. Let's break down. So you are correct that the Gra and the Magen Avraham, we're going to explain why. Let's just talk about Shaud Zmaniot for a moment. The idea is of Shaud Zmaniot is that you don't just have a regular hour. An hour doesn't mean 60 minutes the way that it does in, I guess, on our watches. That it's from the morning to night, and sunrise to sunrise is a little bit misleading based on what the point you just made. But from the morning to night, you split that section into 12. And then nighttime to morning, you split that into 12. And those are not always even. On a perfect day where sunrise is at 6 a.m. and sunset at 6 p.m., even though in our part of the world, meaning like the Chicago, that latitude?
What?
That part of the world, you're never going to have a 6 p.m. day. You might have like a 6:30 day. But on those perfect times, then 3 hours into the day is going to be the latest time to say Shema. But what does 3 hours in the day mean? It doesn't mean 9 o'clock per se. Times like this, when we have sunrise at 4:15 and we have sunset at 7:45, now our hours are substantially longer because the time frame is 14 hours instead of 12 hours. I'm going to cut those in half. And the hour, if you will, is going to be somewhere around...
An hour and 15
minutes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hour and 18 minutes today. And so... Now, 3 hours in the day, when we say 3 hours in the day, we don't mean literal 3 hours. We actually mean almost 4 hours in the day for Kriyat Shema. So 4 hours after Netzach Hama, which we said was 4:15, is?
8:15. Meaning that it's actually 7:15?
Huh? Which means that if we were in Chicago time, city time, if you will, it would be 9:15. But here, it means that it's 8:15.
Oh, okay.
What is Sosman Kriyat Shema right now? What was Sosman Kriyat Shema this morning? According to camp time, we're talking in camp time, about 8:15. Huh? We start davening approximately 8:15, which means that if the latest time that you can say Kriyat Shema is approximately 8:15, and we start davening at about 8:15, what has to happen before we even really start davening? Just say Kriyat Shema. Right. And so camp time works well for some things, but for this, it's a little bit of a shvaka maisa. Set. You can take chairs if you want. Are we familiar with the idea of Shaud Zmaniot and different length of hours? Okay, so in this summertime, an hour is almost an hour and 20 minutes long instead of just an hour, and 3 hours into the day when sunrise is at 4:15 is at about 8:15, which means in order to say Kriyat Shema Bizman within the first 3 hours, we need to say Kriyat Shema before we really start davening. We start davening 8:15, 8:20. Great. So now in order to say Kriyat Shema Bizman, we're going to talk about girls saying Kriyat Shema in general, but in order to say Kriyat Shema Bizman, we're going to have to do it before 8:15. Now, what does it mean to say Kriyat Shema?
Well, say the first three.
Machlokas.
Well, so for sure it's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? What are our options?
Kriyat Shema or not.
Well, so we're going to get to the discussion about previous Kriyat Shema, but what does it mean to say Kriyat Shema? How are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? According to some opinions, the Gemara Brachos make it sound like Rebbe just said the first pasuk, just Shema. Some say that it's got to be Shema and the first paragraph. Some say Shema and first two paragraphs. And but Lamaisa, Lahalakwe Paskin, the Lachumra, and everyone Paskin's Lachumra, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan. If the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan Paskin something, usually that's what we're going to do. They make up the majority of modern day Pesach because they both died 100 years ago, but they make the majority of quarter of what people do in the world today. They used to do the Aruch HaShulchan more, that's a conversation for another time, but the Aruch HaShulchan was much more popular in Europe, and then when we came to the United States, Mishnah Berurah exploded and became more popular. And if you ever learn Mishnah Berurah with Rav Schachter, it's hilarious because he's like, I don't know what he's talking about. That doesn't make any sense. So we have a situation where we're saying Kriyat Shema and we need to say the first three paragraphs. We can't really get by with anything less than that, all before 8:15 in the morning in order to fulfill our first 3 hours of the day. Good? Great. Now, to the point you said about Pirkos Kriyat Shema. From Baruch Hu until Shemon Esrei is all part of Shema. It's the brachos before and after. Shema is one of the highlights of our day. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa that we're fulfilling. And I apologize that I'm not toughing as well. We'll get there, but I'm in transition. So if I'm saying it early, I'm saying it before 8:15. Should I be saying Birkat Kriyat Shema together with the rest of Shema, or should I be saying Birkat Kriyat Shema as part of Tefillah? Is it more a component of Shema or more of a component of Tefillah? Well, so when we talk about Lechachila maybe it somewhere else exists, but Lechachila here is that we're davening with our Chanichim, we're davening in the camp. Yes, you can make the argument that the world that we live in is not always perfect, it's not always Lechachila. If you're davening on your own, it's a separate conversation. We're talking about Moshe V'Halacha and the Halacha we have with camp time, with Chanichim, with all the different things that go on here. This is the conversation that we're having. And so am I saying Birka Kriya Shema with Shema because they're really adding on to Shema, that the Rabbanan who established these because and they're bolstering our Shema, or is it really more of a topic of Tefillah? What do you think?
My intuition is to go with that it's more part of Tefillah. That's just my intuition.
So you are correct, and you're correct to such an extent that, one, when you're saying Kriya Shema before 8:15 tomorrow morning, then don't say the Bracha of Kriya Shema, but even more so than that, it's part of Tefillah. One of the rayas is that the ending is Gal Yisrael, and we want to be so much cool to Tefillah. We want to connect that bracha of Gal Yisrael to our Shemoneh Esrei, right? But also, let's say I forgot Nebuch. I woke up late and I didn't say Kriyat Shema within the first 3 hours. I still have another hour to say Birkat Kriyat Shema, because even though we have 3 hours in the morning to say Shema, we have 4 hours in the morning to say Shacharit, and Birkat Kriyat Shema are part of that Shacharit Tefillah. And so they function much more as Tefillah than they do as Kriyat Shema. That being said, Rav Sternbach, and I don't have the exact source, although I can find it for you if you'd like. Rav Sternbach, Moshe Sternbach. Rav Sternbach is the Ravid, the Rav Av Beis Din of the Mwetzes Gedolei HaTorah. Rav Sternbach is one of the Gedolei HaTorah. He is. He's living in the world today, right now. Rav Sternbach is a fascinating individual. Rav Sternbach spent some of his time living in South Africa, effectively as the chief rabbi there and doing Kiruv. And he spent some of his time living in Eretz Yisrael, being in like a very Haredi environment. And he like straddles two worlds to some extent.
He was remembered to me as a very Haredi.
He is one of the leaders of the Mwetzes Gedolei HaTorah, which is the Haredi rabbinic leadership. And so his opinions are either very Haredi, which is another way of saying very Machmir, or sometimes very Makil, depending on who's asking the Shiloh.
Wait, is he connected to Ponovich?
I believe so, but I'm not sure. If Gershon Edelstein's that Sal who just passed away was Ponovich. I'm not even holding in Eretz Israel politics as well as Yehudit is. So we have, Rav Sternbach points out that even though it might be mutter for someone to, and doable for someone to say Kriyat Shema before Tefillah, before they start davening, and to daven in a minyan that's going to say, I say, Berakha Kriyat Shema Shemoneh Esrei by the fourth hour, that's very common. Many shuls in the United States have like a 9 o'clock minyan on Shabbos, have that minhag. Rav Sternbach says, Pashat Aser, it's a Chil Hashem, because to have a late minyan where you don't have Zman Kriyat Shema, but you do have Zman Tefillah, where it's not before the third hour, but it is before the fourth hour. He says because people will think, oh, you don't have to say Shema in time, and therefore he thinks it's a Chil Hashem. That being said, many shuls don't pass in that way. Is it ideal? Is it Lechachila to be able to say Shema and the Brachot together? For sure, but many shuls don't pass in that way. I don't like fully understand. I understand what he's saying. Like, I don't know where he's coming from. It doesn't happen. There's a practicality that we start shul at 9 or 8:45.
Right, because of that, like the minyan, or is that 8:45? Just because.
Right, and so some shuls will try to make it a little bit early to catch. So it's on Kriya Shema.
Rabbi Oren.
Beautiful. And so it happens sometimes, but he says a yeshiva bracher, or instead of yeshiva bracher, we'll substitute someone who is a clear Yerush Shemayim, someone who clearly cares about fulfilling halakha, should never daven there. And maybe he'll kill his kvodog, because he's obviously a massive Talmud Chacham, and I'm not. We don't pass him that way. So don't worry about that. That's not a problem. Moving on, though.
You just have to start the minyan before the fourth hour ends, or you have to say that?
No, you say Shemona Esrei before the fourth hour ends. And so, and most minyan...
You have to finish
Shemona Esrei. Yeah, that's the Machlokas. But you have to say, we'll say, you have to say Shemona Esrei, and what does say Shemona Esrei mean? Maybe you start, maybe not start. But if you're in a situation where you're going to a shul where they're going to miss Sosman Kriya Shema, but they're going to make Sosman Tefillah, then you're good. What's a good example of that? Every minyan in Kamo Shema. There are no early minyanim like that. Now, so what happens if you miss the third hour? Then, great to make it up.
Wait,
it's still worthwhile to make it up.
Can we make like a rebellion early minion?
We'll talk about it later. You have to stay up late to have a seeking more than to get up early. A seeking is at 3 a.m.
Daniel would get so mad at us.
If you missed Kriya Shema, is it worth repeating? If you woke up late,
Is
it worth... Why?
Because first of all, you could say it as like Torah, and also it's this... Also, yeah, it's the order of
Shiva. Second Mishnah. Also,
Second
Mishnah in Brachot?
I think so.
What does Second Mishnah in Brachot say?
I think it says,
isn't
like,
the second one,
it's just like, good to say.
I thought the second one is that he could be...
Oh, no, that's Tefillah. Are you thinking of Tefillah? Well, we haven't talked about nighttime, and Ulai will talk about nighttime at a different time, because we are hitting our close to 15-minute mark, which is what we promised. But let me just ask you this question. If it's the day after Sukkot, and you didn't shake lulav yesterday, should you shake lulav today? Why not? It's a time-bound mitzvah to do this. If it's the day after Rosh Hashanah, you go shofar. No, you don't say Kiddush on Sunday. If it's after the third hour of the day, you haven't said Kriya Shema, why are you going to say Kriya Shema now? Does the mitzvah still apply?
It's not like... when you wake up and when you go to sleep.
No,
so Avi wants to be...
There's
no schar mitzvah of shaking a lulav tomorrow.
I know, but in tefillah
there is. Tefillah and shema are not the same thing. Shema is a separate mitzvah. So you're right, that there's a value of davening always, but we're not going to talk about davening, we're talking about kriya shema in particular. The reason why... You're getting confused with kriya shema and tefillah. Kriya Shema, once the third hour hits, we've missed that mitzvah. However, all the halakha books still say that you should say it. One, because we don't want to like lose that habit, but more importantly, because Kriya Shema contains two other mitzvot. One is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, that you're accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven. And the third paragraph has Yisim HaTzayim. And so now you fulfill two mitzvot by saying it, even though you didn't say Bizman. Okay, that's morning. We're going to throw one other thing in. We're not going to talk about nighttime right now, but we'll talk about it in the future. But the other piece to consider for morning is, great. So what you just told us is that mitzvah is ase shasim on grandma. Now, we have two nashim here. Are nashim obligated to say kriya shema?
I hope
not. No, they're totally not. They're not. It's a time-bound mitzvah, and just like any other time-bound mitzvah, they are not obligated to do so. However, it is highly recommended and encouraged that women say shema at some point. Ideally in the morning to fulfill B'shach V'chol V'kamecha, like Avi pointed out, but really just because you should start out your day with Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, that you should start out your day saying Kriya Shema and accepting upon yourself that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the show. The first paragraph of Shema V'hafta has basically everything you should think about throughout the day, about wanting to do mitzvot, about loving Kodesh Baruch Hu, about committing yourself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema is an awesome tefillah. And so even if we were after 3 hours, it's still worth saying. It's tricky. It's not easy. We don't need to say all three paragraphs beforehand. Ideally, we say Kriya Shema sitting down, but in the event that you're running late, you say Kriya Shema on your way to Minyan, or on your way to Mifkad, then that's better than nothing. I have done that on many occasions, because sometimes you do what you gotta do. But that kind of wraps it up. And